We are joined this afternoon by Mr. Pato Award. Sir, how are you? And how's your off season going?
I'm good, man. How are you guys? I'm ready to go get the season underway.
Yeah, all is well. So you've got a couple weeks until Thermal Club. How do you feel about testing somewhere where A, you don't race, and B, you haven't been yet even for any sort of track work?
I think that has its pros and cons, right? I think a lot of the things that we're going to learn, it's going to be a 50-50. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work, and maybe it helps us in some other place, maybe it doesn't. Ultimately, what it will is it will amplify our toolbox. It'll be just another track that we know, another track that we're trying to perfect, you know, this IndyCar at. And ultimately, just getting back to work together, getting back in the rhythm of working together rather than actually like finding the perfect setup for Thermal, which really is not going to be much help for anything.
Have you ever been there before, like even just to check out Thermal? Or
I was. I've been there once. I drove a McLaren Senna, which was really, really cool. So I have been there. I did a very few laps. I do remember there were so many different configurations, so I'm not really sure what we're going to end up doing in IndyCar, but it's a beautiful facility. It's a rich man's Disney World, to be fairly honest with you. That's probably the best way I can explain it.
I like it. So, you know, you've had quite an off season. You test drove the McLaren F1 car, practice drove it at some point before the end of last year. Maybe you'll get to do that again this year. Obviously, you have an IndyCar season coming up. Have you kind of changed your off-season, you know, training or approach at all, you know, to, you know, from whatever you learned in 2022?
I put more emphasis on having some time off to myself. I didn't really have that at the end of 21, which was just it didn't help starting the season in 22, just because of I was basically starting the season maxed out, which isn't what you want. So in that sense, I put a lot of emphasis in December. Just I don't want to hear from anybody. I didn't want anything. I didn't want to hear from anybody, and I didn't want to talk about racing. And that was
all right. Before we had a little Wi-Fi fun there, you were talking about how December you kind of just, you know, took a break, didn't worry about racing, and then you're getting back into it now this month.
Yeah, getting back to the flow of things, getting back into the flow of interviews and, you know, pictures and talking to people. So it's been really nice. It's just been really nice spending time with my family. I don't think I've spent so much time at home in the last, you know, 3-4 years. Well, obviously being COVID. Yes. Yeah. So I guess from the end of 20 onwards, it's been fairly, you know, fairly busy. And I asked for like six weeks of absolutely nothing. And just really enjoyed my time at home.
So with that kind of time to refresh, do you have even maybe higher expectations for yourself this season, just given that you're going in with kind of a clean mental slate a little bit?
I'm starting my fourth year together with the team. We have a great baseline to work from, and I think what's most important, we keep on improving, right? Improving from where we've left off. And that's the most important thing. You don't want to go backwards. You want to start where you ended and then just keep going up and up and up. And the year will throw out challenges. It'll always kind of force you to be adaptable and flexible in the way of, you know, things will fall when you don't expect them. And I think the way that you react to that is what's going to make your year as, you know, as strong or as efficient as possible. So, we're obviously going into the year wanting the same things as we always have, right? We want to fight for the championship. We want another shot at the 500, and that's what we're going for.
So in addition to having, you know, your same team, and again, and Felix Rosenquist, you had a third car this year with Alex Rossi. What can Alex bring to the team as another entry for McLaren?
First off, you know, a lot more data. We're going to get 50% more data than we've always had. So that's a big percentage. And he's coming from a championship caliber car, so he knows what another championship caliber car can do, or you know what we might need, where we might, you know, have to leak, where we need to look into, I guess, to find some more time in certain areas or certain tracks, and just another input.
Awesome.
So I guess looking back at last year when you won Daytona in LMP2, are you kind of looking forward to watching this year, or are you a little bummed that you're not racing, or how do you feel about that?
I am. No, okay. I'm looking forward to it. I'd love a shot at winning overall in Daytona. I've won P2 and PC, and I'd love to win an overall. So, you know, whenever an opportunity comes about in doing in the new LMDH, I'd love to do that. It didn't come about this year, so hopefully next year maybe. But I'm excited to watch. Yeah, it's such a cool race.
Hopefully it's a little warmer this year. But looking at the 2023 calendar, you know, obviously you had a pretty good season last year. Is there a race that you're looking at and going, you know, I didn't maximize my weekend last year, I have to go out and maximize it this year?
I feel like my biggest throwaway was Texas last year. I really think I had everything to win that, and I positioned myself to win it until I ran over one of my guys in the pit stops. But if it wasn't for that, I mean, I love going to Texas. That's where I got my first IndyCar win. And that team was doing a phenomenal job. They did a phenomenal job that year. They gave me and Felix a car to fight with at the front, and that's what it was leading to up until we both made pretty much the same mistake at the same time. But yeah, I'm so excited to go back to Texas.
On the schedule as well, obviously Detroit is a different track this year, and I'm curious, what do you think of a split pit lane? Could it cause some chaos, or could it, once guys get used to it, it's not that big of a deal?
We're having that this year in Detroit?
I think so. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, unless something changed, you're going to have
half
and half.
So like in two totally different areas?
I think it's like you'll have like one on this side, the track in the middle, and then one on the other side.
Like, so down, like down the front straightaway. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to be different. I really don't know what to expect from it until we do it for the first time. I mean, it should be, if something, it should be less chaos because there's less cars in the same lane, or
sure,
trying to go in the same lane. Man, I don't know. I think it's going to throw a twist into it for sure. Don't know what to think of it yet, but I think it's going to throw out some challenge that it's going to throw some people off guard. How? I have no idea how, but it's gonna. I don't know. I mean, it's a new track, a very different way to doing pit lane, apparently. So yeah, let's see how that goes.
Learn something new. Go ahead, yeah. Frenchie.
Going back to host question about Rossi joining the team, I kind of wanted to ask just about if you and Felix were going to give him a bit of a hard time. I know he's known for having a bit of a dry sense of humor that you hear on his podcast and stuff like that, if you're going to kind of haze him a little bit.
Nah, he's actually, I mean.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on.
We've spent a lot of time now. These past couple of days were car launch filming, and we're all getting along really well, to be honest with you. I mean, he fits in. He has a lot of experience. He's a hard worker. So I think we're going to have a great year.
Is there anything about Alex maybe that you didn't expect as you, you know, kind of get to know him better?
I mean, we've always raced each other really hard. I was excited to hear him join, because he is coming from, you know, a car that is a lot stronger than us in certain areas and certain tracks. But then we have a car that is stronger than what he had over at Andretti at other tracks. So I feel like he can bring a lot of insight of what might be missing there, where we want to take that extra step. We're all like super excited to just get going and start working together as a team and just really create a strong package for all of us and lead the team forward.
Kind of curious on the F1 side of your team, you know, the Lando has a new teammate in Oscar Piastri. Do you know much about Oscar and how he is as a driver?
I don't. He's fairly quiet. I know that. I spoke to him last year, and when he was finishing his F2 campaign. But I mean, the kid has a great resume. He's won a lot of things, and I've never worked with him, so I don't know him enough to give you that kind of insight.
Go ahead, Frenchie.
So we've had some really cool announcements about just for this year coming up, 2023 and 2024, for your Indy 500 teammates. I want to kind of hear your perspective on working with those guys coming into the team for the month of May in both this year and next year.
Yeah, TK, Alex Rossi, two Indy 500 winners. And I think it's going to be obviously very different characters to what Montoya is, but you know, Tony has very similar experience levels to Montoya, and obviously Alex has very close to a decade of racing at the speedway, so that's just, you know, he started in 16, so that makes it he's going to be 7 years this year, and you know, it's more than double than what Felix and I have done. So it's definitely going to be just more to learn from.
What about, I don't know if he'll be around much this year, but Kyle Larson, have you talked to him at all since the announcement came out? And if you know, will he be around, you know, this year, just to kind of experience it?
I haven't. Is he coming? No idea. I mean, I'm sure he has something that weekend, doesn't he? Because I think he's going to do the double when he does it with us
in
24. Yeah. But this year he's going to do it. Maybe no, or like he's doing the NASCAR side of it. Yeah, he's going to do the. So I don't know. I really don't follow the NASCAR calendar because they have like a race every weekend. So, so is he going to be around? He'll probably come to a race if I'd have to guess, but I don't know which one it'll be.
Go ahead, Frenchie.
When you talked about kind of just getting up to, you know, relaxing a little bit in the 6 weeks that you had off, was there anything that you really enjoyed doing more than just spending with family? Like any hobbies that you got up to? I know you're a bit of a foodie, based on your Instagram, at least.
Yeah, big foodie. I love food. Not really. I went scuba diving. I got certified scuba diving.
Nice.
That was
always want to do that. It's cool.
Really, really cool. You definitely need an instructor. if not, you can do a lot of damage to yourself. But man, I just thought it was amazing. Amazing to see how life is that, like, man, there's so much stuff that we don't see. And it's just so different. So peaceful, so quiet. So I did a lot of that, really enjoyed it.
Kind of switching gears, you know, the IndyCar has the, I forget the name of it, but the streaming show on the CW network this year with Vice and everybody involved there. How important do you think that is to, you know, IndyCar's 2023, you know, growth?
I think it's huge. It's the series is taking the right steps in the right direction in order to bring more audience to the series, which is very much needed. And I just really hope that that people really get an insight of what IndyCar racing is like, because I think it's a really, really cool series, and you know, the competitiveness speaks for itself. The level of the field just keeps getting stronger, and the interest of drivers coming from Formula One and you know, other big series around the world, a lot of people want to come to IndyCar because of how fun and how competitive it is. And I just think it doesn't get the recognition that it deserves. So hopefully this kind of gets it up on the map a little bit more. And I think it's very important for people to realize that there's 16 races more other than just the Indy 500. And there's a championship to win other than winning the Indy 500 as well. And, you know, hopefully we can all as a group kind of, you know, really show that it's a full year, lots of commitment for that full year, and also express the amount of time that goes into that one race because of what it means.
Awesome. Go ahead, Frenchie.
So did I see a video of you like tearing it up in a classic Shelby Cobra at some point over the last week or 10 days or so?
Yeah. Oh man, what a cool car. It's the engine was limited a little bit. So I wasn't able to kind of ring its brain up onto the max, but I was able to kind of whip it around a bit. Yeah, it was cool.
All right. Frenchie actually gave me the perfect segue into my last question. We're talking about cars and all the fun cars you've gotten to drive over the last couple of years. Do you have a bucket list car that you haven't yet driven or would like to own one day?
I'd love to drive the Pagani Zonda R.
Okay. All right.
Nice choice.
And ever since I was a kid, my dream has always been to one day drive and if I'm lucky enough, own a LaFerrari. I think that car is just, it's the peak of just noise, looks, and aggressive, sexy. It's just a beautiful machine.
Hard to argue.
Yeah.
I think you've got some great taste in cars, clearly. What would you say is probably the thing you're most looking forward to just in terms of the next few weeks before the season? Like, what's kind of the thing before we get back in a race car that is going to be fun or that you're like looking back to get into?
Getting back into the swing of things with the team. I haven't seen anybody since September. Just with how busy I was with all the F1 stuff and just seeing everybody, seeing the guys, the engineers. I haven't ran into them. We're shooting not at the shop, so I haven't really seen the rest of the team other than kind of more a marketing side. But just seeing everybody that I get to work with all year. It's like a home away from home all year, right? It's my second home, so it's cool to see everybody again and just catch up.
I always call the beginning of racing season like back to school. Like you haven't seen your friends all, you know, winter or all summer. And now it's like back to school. It's like, what'd you do all winter? Like, where'd you go on vacation? It's just like reverse versus like days when we were all in actual school.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it there. I know you've got a busy day, and you know, appreciate the time, and we'll see you in about 6 weeks, man.
No worries, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Yep. Have a good one, guys.
Likewise. Ciao, ciao.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.